Hello, LFU. Welcome back to another Lads pre-season pod. It's the final one because the Premier League campaign starts next week. Thank God. Thank God it does, because I've been really missing Premier League football and watching pre-season hasn't helped me one bit. But it's final one, week four. What is coming up? So we're going to talk about the pre-season business, of course, incomings and outgoings. The Carabao Cup draw, that also happened. We played some pre-season games in the past week as well. And as well as that, we have one that left to play on the weekend. The final pod, of course, before match days return. And we're going to go over my potential signings. The three players I'd like to see Leeds United sign in the transfer window, or really what's left of it, because we don't have too long left in it now, annoyingly. So let's jump into it. Let's get on to incomings. And now, there's nothing really been said. I think it's safe to say not a lot has happened. We haven't seen a lot of rumours flying around about anything. So it's been quite quiet, which hopefully is a good sign that things are happening behind the scenes, because we know in the past we've had some surprising announcements, some surprising transfer announcements. So it'll be nice to have that again, but let's just hope the 49ers are doing their things behind the scenes and just, you know, keeping it nice and quiet on all the incomings. But in terms of outgoings, not a lot as well. There's only been one thing that I've seen reports of, and apparently it's Bornau. A return to Germany could be on the cards. But in terms of the way preseason's panned out, he's got to be one player you got to keep. He's been looking fantastic in preseason, you know. So I feel like he could be a good squad player for us. Let's keep him. Let's not ship him off to Germany, because we really don't need to. So transfers, quite quiet. Not a lot, just one thing to talk about there. Let's move on to the Carabao Cup draw. So obviously we got Forest, which is quite annoying because we played them twice away from home as well in 1 week. So that's going to be quite interesting. A good run in the Carabao Cup would be nice. However, you would rather the run happen in the FA Cup like we got last season, because I don't really care for the League Cup. I don't really care about both the Cups, really. I'm not too fussed about either of them. So a nice run is always good, because, you know, it means we're winning, it means we're doing well. But if we get knocked out against Forest in the first round, you know, it's not going to drastically change my life whatsoever. So Nottingham Forest in the first round of the Carabao Cup, playing them back-to-back in one week away from home. And shifting on from the Cup draw, let's talk about the pre-season friendlies. So on the weekend, we had the Leipzig game. And in all honesty, I forgot this game was even happening, LFU. I didn't even mention it in last week's podcast. I didn't even know about it. But it did happen, and we won 2-0 across 120 minutes. Because it was a really weird thing. They were essentially playing two games that were 60 minutes long with 30 minutes half. The goals were great. They were well worked. Rodon has put in an audition to become our brand new winger, and he was doing that on Wednesday night as well against the Scum. And it was a solid result, what is against a very good team in Germany. You know, Leipzig, they're always up there around that top three, competing with Bayern Munich and Dortmund. So it was good to get a 2-0 result against them, adding a lot of confidence to the squad. But I didn't manage to catch the game, so I can't really go into detail on who I thought performed well or what went really good in that game. I just didn't see it because I didn't know it was happening until when it kicked off, to be honest with you. And then on Wednesday, we had that friendly against the Scum. And I tell you what, I kind of realised this whilst I was watching it, because I know this has happened twice before. It happened last season in Sweden, and then all those years ago, I think in about 2019 or something, or 2020, and it was 2019, not 2020. Impossible for it to have been 2020. We also played against them again. And I'm just not the biggest fan of it. You know, I hate that this is the third time it's happened. This shouldn't be a friendly. It kind of discredits this rivalry so, so much. Like, oh, look at us. We're playing a friendly game in Ireland and it's going to be a big family day out. No, we don't want that. We don't want that to happen. I absolutely hated this friendly. And watching it on ITV, my word, I get Scum are a big club in that, but it felt like I was watching it on MUTV. I don't know if it was anyone else watching it on ITV as well, But my word, the coverage was absolutely horrendous. And this is what it felt like. This is what I clocked when this player got subbed on Bruno Fernandes. It felt like a Bruno Fernandes charity match. Genuinely. The fans were only cheering every time Bruno Fernandes got on the ball when they saw him getting subbed on. They were absolutely buzzing for him to come on. And all the coverage being all scum-based. Genuinely, it felt like a Bruno Fernandes charity match. Hated this game. Absolutely hated it. But the result, however, a 1-1 draw against scum is always nice. A great performance, in my opinion. The defence did look ropey at times, but overall, throughout the whole entire 90 minutes of the game, we looked great. We looked solid. Going forwards, we looked decent. Midfield, there was some nice passes at points. Defence looked a bit ropey, but they sort of grew into the game and we looked quite good. So, yeah, it was a great performance from Leeds. I was really impressed with us and that's all I was caring about. I was sat there thinking, look, we can go lose this game 2-0 or whatever. That's fine, but let's just look like a competent football team. And in terms of the players that played well, James Trafford, a good debut from him. Some distribution. Oh my God. His distribution is fantastic. And he really showed that on Wednesday against Scum. And Mumerovic, again, was just great. He's been class all pre-season. But James Trafford in particular pulled out some decent saves. Of course, he conceded that goal, but I don't think he could have done much about it. But that distribution, wow, so, so good. We've really been missing that. Nonto in the second half, he played really, really well. You know, a player that I was saying in early doors in pre-season, maybe we should get rid of him. But he's kind of proven his worth in this team. I think Nonto is a good player. I've always rated him. I kind of said, let's sell him on the basis of that. I thought Nonto would want to go. But clearly not. Nothing's come out about him wanting to leave. But he had that amazing game on Wednesday night. So why not? Let's just keep him. I think he'd be a great squad player. He's been one of our best performers on that right wing, really. Solid from Bornout yet again. I mentioned it earlier when talking about the possibility of him leaving. But he had another solid game. Looked dead tidy. Decent distribution at times. We had Joe Rodon flying up the pitch yet again in what is looking like a overlapping centre-back role that we saw Sheffield United do in their first season back in the Prem. Bogle looked tidy. Some really good play from him on that right-hand side. A good goal from Brendan Aaronson as well. It was also nice to see Noah Okafor come back. Looks great, by the way. Some of his touches were immense. He looks quick. He looks like he's put on a bit of muscle as well. He looked really stocky watching him on telly. Maybe he looked a little bit skinny in the stadium, but on telly, he looked absolutely ripped. So it was nice to see him back in action. You know, definitely a starter for Leeds United. There's only one player that I had a bit of an eyebrow raise over, and it was Wilson. I just don't think Harry Wilson looked that great. I think some of his movement was a bit poor. He probably should have scored a goal as well. I felt like I could have seen a bit more from him, but I think we just, in general, are going to see a lot more from Harry Wilson because, again, it's pre-season. You take a lot of his stuff with a pinch of salt, regardless if it's good or bad. So Wilson will become a great player for us. I can see it coming. And overall, a good performance from Leeds, but just a pathetic excuse of a match. I absolutely hated it. Just let's just not have that friendly thing happen again. It's crap. No one wants it except the plastic fans that are overseas. Honestly, charity match vibes. I hated it. But anyway, moving on from the pre-season talk about the matchups, let's go into my potential signing. So each week I'm reading out three players I'd like to see play for Leeds United. And this is going to be the final one before we head into the pre-match talk next Saturday for Nottingham Forest. Or maybe I'd keep it because the transfer window is still open. But the first player I'd like Leeds United to have a look at and possibly sign is Brentford's Rico Henry. Now, I think he'd be a bit of a difficult pickup because he's played at Brentford for a while. He's loyal to them. I don't think Brentford will be that willing to get rid of him. But I'm only saying this because they're closing in on Diouf from West Ham. You know, there's a big deal happening for him, around £40 million it's going to be. So if Brentford sign him, I think there's a decent opportunity to go pick up Rico Henry. Premier League experience, he's 29 years old. He's rapid, strong competition for Goodwinson in that left-back role because on Wednesday, it showed us we need a left back. Chadwick, he was okay at times, but man, we need a Premier League standard left back to be a backup for Goodmanson. Otherwise, we're really going to struggle. Rico Emery is valued at 13 million. I think we could get him around that, you know, 29 years old. He's getting on a bit. He's going to be second choice at Brentford if they sign Juve. I think it'd be a very sensible signing for Leeds United to go get Rico Henry. I know it's a bit, you know, 2019 championship signing vibes or first season in the Prem vibes, but I feel like it would be a good signing for us. And then the second player I'd like to see us sign, we're staying on the left backs here because it's a position we need. It's a player we've been linked with before when we're in the championship, and I'm talking about Harrison Burrows, currently playing football at Sheffield United. He has a cracking left foot. He's quick, 24 years old, 5 goals and 4 assists last season for a Sheffield United side that struggled. And if you remember a few years ago for Peterborough, he had a season where he got 14 assists. He's great at set pieces. He can cross a ball. He'll be a good backup for Goodmanson. He's young, so he'll develop. I like the look of it. I don't think he'll be that expensive as well. He'll like the idea of playing Premier League football. So I think why not? Let's go pick up Harrison Burrows. He'll be great for us, you know, late on in games when we're being very set-piece heavy, winning a lot of corners, winning a lot of free kicks. Bring him on and he's going to be fantastic at them. And then we have him, Stack, and Harry Wilson, who are all class at set pieces. So I think he'd be an interesting player to sign for Leeds United. I've liked him for quite a while and maybe it's a bit too late to sign him. I don't know. Regardless, I think he'd be a good backup for Goodmanson, which is what we really need right now. And then the third and final person I'd like Leeds United to sign is Dennis Undav. He was formerly at Brighton playing his football in the Premier League. Got sold to Stuttgart and he scored 25 goals last season and getting 14 assists alongside it. He's playing for the German national team. He's valued around £20 million, but it'll probably be a bit more money to buy him if we are going to get him, so probably looking around £30 million. I think it'd be great competition for DCL, a possible starter. He's two-footed, he's physical, plays for Germany, 25 goals last season, 14 assists. I think he'd be a really good striker for Leeds United, and I wouldn't mind us getting a backup, you know, because I feel like we could shift on Joel Pirro. I think Nemeth is going to stay, but we need somebody to really compete with Calvert-Lewin to take us to that next level. So there you go, LFU. They're my three potential signings I'd like to see Leeds United sign. And there it is, the final preseason pod. Make sure to follow us on socials, Lad to Leeds on Instagram and X. We're back to normal next Saturday for the Nottingham Forest pre-match, which is going to happen twice. Thanks to the Carabao Cup. So I'll see you then, whatever you're doing until Saturday. Go enjoy yourself. And man, it's going to be good to have the Premier League season back.